John Lennon would have turned 83 this week. His life, of course, was cut short by a gunman back in 1980. Lennon sang lead for Beatles hits like Help, Ticket to Ride, Strawberry Fields Forever, Revolution, so many more. And then as a solo artist, Mind Games, Imagine, chances are you know all that. What you may not know is Lennon's companion for part of his post-Beatles life, May Pang. In a new film that she narrates, May Pang talks about her relationship with Lennon when he temporarily split with his wife Yoko Ono. The film is called The Lost Weekend, A Love Story. It's out on digital and Blu-ray tomorrow. May Pang, welcome and good to have you.
Thank you.
John Lennon, as we said, you would have turned 83 years old this week. And I wonder at this time of year if you reflect on the music that might have been.
I always think about everything that he was doing at the time. So I hear a lot of it. And, you know, I miss the fact that we could have gotten more.
You spent so much time with John Lennon in the post-Beatles period. How do you think about what was happening in his life at the time and how that impacted the music he made?
I think, you know, he wrote songs on his feelings, or he would hear a phrase that he would like. You know, his only number one hit that he ever had in his lifetime was called Whatever Gets You Through the Night. He happened to be watching cable, and Reverend Ike, this evangelical, very colorful character, he said, "Whatever gets you through the night." And that struck him at that moment, and he grabbed a pen and paper, and he wrote it, and he would put it away, and then come back to it later and created a song. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. Bet your money all your life, it's all right, it's all right. Don't need a salt to drop your flowers. Oh no, oh no. Whatever gets you through your life. He put pieces of it together. I used to watch him. He'd take a piece from here, or a lyric from here that he saw, or just some words, and next thing you know, he's got a song.
Yeah, the magic of songwriting that you had a front row seat to watch. I want to ask why you chose to tell your story now. We see in the film that you did a number of interviews about your relationship with John Lennon, many interviews over the years. What do you feel had not been said that you wanted to say?
I think people misunderstood what my situation was with John. You know, those interviews were very short. I got tired of people saying, oh, I know everything about you, or the misconception of things. You know how in this day and age, all of a sudden, all these lies become truth. And you're going, that's not the way it happened. And I've had people actually tell me, oh, I've read everything about you. I know exactly. I would argue when they go, no, that's not what it said.
Yeah. Well, so let me ask you, what is the biggest misconception people have about you and your relationship with John Lennon?
Probably that it was just a weekend, that really that Yoko was the one who mastered. So it was only a part of the whole thing. John and I actually fell in love. We did have a relationship. We did have time together. I also got him back with his son, who he hadn't seen in 3 years.
Julian,
yeah. His first son, right? And I also gave time for John and Cynthia, his first wife, to finally reconcile, to have the closure they needed.
Yeah. And so to back up, for some listeners, this will be pure history. Back in the early 70s, you went to work for Apple Records.
Right.
Tell us, I guess, when you first met John Lennon and how did you become a central assistant to John Lennon and his wife at the time, Yoko Ono?
I was working at the Apple offices and they had come into town and they needed people to work on the film with them. And somehow I got chosen. Had no idea, you know. They called me up and they said, you're going to be working the next couple of weeks with John and Yoko. And
because like, you were, what, 19 years old? Something like that?
I was, at that point, I just turned 20. This was in December of 70. And next thing you know, they said they want you to go to England and do some work with them for a couple of weeks in Tittenhurst Park, which was their home. And they were working on the their movie at the time, Imagine.
And you're doing this, right, this production work with John Lennon
yes.
and Yoko Ono. Time goes by, and eventually, as you tell the story, Yoko suggests that you have a relationship with John Lennon?
Well, you know, I'm sitting there in my office getting ready for the day, and she walks in, she says, you know, John and I are not getting along, and he's going to start seeing other people. She goes, but you know what? You don't have a boyfriend. Maybe you should go out with him. And I just looked at her, and I
said, what about you?
No, not me. And I've been there now with them for 3 years. And she kept saying, but you'll be nice to him. I said, no, not me. She said, oh, I think you should. Got up and walked out of my office. And I thought this was insane.
Yeah, but eventually it did happen. And
it did
happen.
And
eventually you obviously were an active participant here. Yeah?
Well, that's because John himself started to pursue me. Instead of her prompting, now it came from him.
Well, you know, as we've mentioned, this has been called John Lennon's Lost Weekend, but your time with him, your relationship was more like, I don't know, 18 months, year and a half or so. You and John Lennon lived together. You became close to his first wife, Cynthia, as you say, their son, Julian Lennon, who appears in the film.
Let's listen to Julian talking in the film about what it was like living with you and John Lennon.
It was an absolute joy and a pleasure. It was just Dad and May, and it was just a happy, happy time, especially in some of the photographs. You can see that May took of us, of Dad and I together.
And today, you and Julian are still close, yeah?
Yes. And, you know, it was good because the other thing was, you know, we had a lot of his friends that he hadn't seen in a long time come by our place. You know, you're talking about George and Ringo and Paul and Mick Jagger and new friends like Elton, David Bowie.
Yeah. You know, the film drops a whole lot of great big names in the music business, one of whom, of course, is Paul McCartney. I mean, for those of us who are trying to kind of remember, you know, he and John Lennon had a very public split for a while. But for a moment, they came back together and you had a front row seat to that, right?
Absolutely. We were working on Harry Nilsson's, you know, record John was producing. And after the first night session, we were listening to playback. And all of a sudden, the door opened and I'm facing the door. And John saw the look on my face and then I mouthed Paul and Linda. They walked into the studio. Now, you know, John hadn't seen him like 4 or 5 years or whatever it may be. And it was like nothing happened between them. There was a jam after the session. And it was for fun. I know there have been bootlegs versions of it out there, but you know what? It was for fun.
So how do you explain that there's this public animosity? And then, as you say, 4 or 5 years later, Paul McCartney just walks in the door and they start riffing again. How can that happen?
You know what it's like? It's brothers. And John referred to them as brothers. You think about all your siblings. You could be the one to say all the nasties about your own family, but no one else is allowed to. And so when they came in, it was like everything was forgotten. There was no malice. There was no bad mouthing. They were just like, hey, so what's been going on? You know?
Finally, May Pang, I just want to ask you, what do you want people who are watching this film to know about this period of time, you know, in the early 70s that you spent with John Lennon?
You know, it's a time that John was really very productive. He just made great music. He had a good time. And we cared and loved each other.
May Pang is a subject and narrator of the new documentary film, The Lost Weekend, A Love Story, about her relationship with the late John Lennon. May Pang, thanks for the time.
Thank you for having me.